The radio campaign is being run in the Somali language. Spokeswoman for the International Organization for Migration, Gemini Pandya, says the campaign will target both migrants as well as host communities in Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and Yemen.
So the information campaign is very much about targeting both the migrants and actually also the host communities in trying to encourage them to provide better protection and to be more understanding of what is actually driving these people to taking the risks and going through their territories and why they need the help, because often the smugglers are abandoning them in transit without food or water and often beating them up and abusing them physically.
Every year, tens of thousands of migrants and asylum seekers make the hazardous journey across the Gulf of Aden in search of a better life. They come mainly from the Ogaden region of Ethiopia and south-central Somalia. They travel through the northeast region of Somalia, Puntland, and onwards across the Gulf of Aden to Yemen in makeshift boats operated by unscrupulous smugglers. IOM, UN, and non-governmental organizations have been running campaigns for years to educate and inform migrants and asylum seekers from putting their lives in the hands of smugglers whose only interest is to make money. These campaigns have not succeeded in discouraging people desperate to flee war and poverty from risking their lives. Despite this, Pandya says it is important to keep trying to dissuade them from their perilous course.
You have to keep trying. You just can't give up. You keep hearing every week people are dying or drowning or suffering great abuses, even if they're not dying. So we can't just give up and just say, okay, well, these things, we don't know if they work. Maybe they do deter people. We just never know how many.
IOM reports nearly 43,500 migrants and asylum seekers crossed the Gulf of Aden from Somalia this year. Of these, it says about 280 people have drowned or are missing at sea and presumed dead. In the latest incident earlier this week, 65 people were reported to be dead or missing in the Gulf of Aden. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.